Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio is now in open session pursuant to adjournment. You may be seated.
Good morning. Chief Justice O'Connor is not with us this morning, but she has read the briefs, will view the oral arguments, and will fully participate in the deliberations. The first case on the docket this morning is 12-2117 in the matter of the application of East Ohio Gas Company. And for the appellant, East Ohio Gas Company, Mr. Witt.
Chief Justice, and may it please the court, I would like to reserve 5 minutes of my time for rebuttal. The question of whether the order below reflects unreasonable or unlawful action by the Public Utilities Commission cannot be answered in a vacuum. The context necessary to answer that question is this. When Dominion sought approval of an AMR charge, it represented to the Commission that it would complete the AMR installation devices by the end of 2012 at a total cost of around $126 million. By the end of 2011, Dominion had installed these AMR devices on over 99% of its meters at a total cost of around $90 million. So by any objective measure, Dominion underpromised and overdelivered. It substantially completed the installations a year early and over $30 million under budget. Now, despite this, the Commission imposed a $1.6 million reduction in costs that the company incurred in the 2011 program year. It did this by concluding that Dominion failed to generate enough O&M savings, which is savings that reduces the AMR charge. Now, let me be clear about what O&M savings means. It means money saved by eliminating meter reader positions. The year before Dominion started the AMR program, it had over 108 meter readers. By the end of 2011, it had reduced its meter reading headcount to 27 people. Now, in the proceeding for review of the 2011 costs, the Commission staff argued that the last round of staffing reductions Dominion did for these meter reading positions should actually have been done by October of 2011. Had that happened, Dominion would have avoided paying meter reader salaries for the last 3 months of 2011. Point in fact, Dominion did not reduce its headcount to that level until the end of 2011 because it needed these folks to continue to read meters. So, Your Honors, that in a nutshell is the dispute that the Commission was asked to referee between its own staff and between Dominion.
And the dollar amount there is what?
The dollar amount of the dispute right now is $1.6 million, Your Honor. And what the Commission was basically asked to decide was whether Dominion eliminated enough meter reading positions soon enough.
And what is the cost of the meter reading positions, did you say?
Well, the total adjustment that staff proposed is $1.6 million, which we can talk about other problems with that figure.
Is this the meter readers for that last 3 months of the year? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, Your Honor.
And that amounts to $1.6
million? Well, it's the meter readers and cumulative cost for 2011. And it is somewhat admittedly confusing because the order characterizes the amount in a manner different than the Commission's own staff had characterized that amount.
So, you said it, and then the staff had been reduced to 27 employees. Is that the cost of the 27 employees for that period of time?
The savings, Your Honor, is in effect sort of calculated backwards. How the savings is calculated is we look at a 2007 baseline year, which had a certain number of meter readers. We compare that to 2011, which has fewer meter readers. And the difference in salaries between what was being paid in 2007 and 2011 is used as an adjustment to reduce the AMR charge. If your question was, does $1.6 million equal meter reading salaries for 3 months of 2011, the answer to that, I believe, is no. It certainly includes that.
Was there a calculation, I assume, back at the beginning of the AMR is the cost of these high-tech reading devices, right?
That would be certainly in the application, and the bulk of the cost associated with the AMR deployment, again, estimated at over $100 million. It ends up the company did it for under $100 million. Okay. Very much of that is O&M type savings, rolling trucks to go out to homes, make appointments, and so forth.
Was there a projection as to when this decision to make this investment becomes a net gain for the customers beneficial, or does it ever?
Well, the reason for the AMR program, Dominion did not wake up one day and decide we should do AMR. It's actually a consequence of a commission rule issued in 2006 that required every gas company to obtain actual meter readings at least once per year on every meter. Now, that sounds like something that's pretty reasonable until you consider the fact that over a 500,000 of Dominion's meters are actually inside customers' homes, typically down in the basement. So these aren't really easy to get to, and folks aren't necessarily willing to accommodate the company for meter reading appointments. So Dominion studied the situation and concluded the most cost-beneficial way it could comply with the new meter reading rule was to implement AMR. And that was presented to the commission and ultimately accepted. In terms of cost savings, it is important to note when we talk about savings, in this case, what we're talking about is a reduction of the AMR charge. This doesn't have anything to do with base rates. Base rates are set separately under traditional rate making.
So in the end, the customers are paying more for this, is it fair to characterize it as a drive-by meter reading?
They are, Your Honor, and they are paying, for example, in the 2011 program year, which I believe was one of the higher years of the charge, it was about $6 per year under the company's calculation. Under staff's calculation, it was $4.
But in return for that, they get their meter read every month?
They get their meter read every month, and they don't have
to. Before, their meter read wasn't even read once a year?
The reading, it would have been estimated if the company couldn't have gained access. Then the company would take estimated reads. Among the many benefits of the actual reads is not only the company's convenience. First of all, and even folks that had accessible meters, the gas companies used to only take actual reads perhaps every other month, so that every 1 month would be an actual read, the next month would be an estimate, the month after that would be an actual read again. Now actual reads are provided every month, so you don't have this true up that would sometimes cause confusion for the customer, not understanding why do I have these credits and debits on my bill. It also avoids the need for customers to have to make appointments with the company for certain service issues, and certainly there's a cost reduction and efficiencies gained by being able to drive a van down the street and pick up meter reads as opposed to literally walking through backyards and fighting dogs and so forth that is necessary for manual meter reading.
So are we quarreling about whether or not how many people you dropped? 70, 80 people?
Yes, Your Honor, and there's no dispute.
Are we quarreling about whether or not they lose their jobs in October, or are they wait till after Christmas?
In its simplest form, Your Honor, that really is the dispute. It's not that our overall headcount is unreasonable. No one has alleged that. There's no dispute. 27 is the appropriate number of people to have. The commission's position is that those positions should have been eliminated actually by August of 2011 so that installations would be complete in August, folks could be transitioned out, or the positions transitioned out up until October, and then additional savings realized that last 3 months. It just wasn't practical because the company had work to do and it needed folks to get the work done. Now, throughout the briefs, there's the argument, the commission's reinterpretation, I should say, of its 09-1875 order. That's the commission's order from the 2009 cost reconciliation proceeding, has been cited by the commission as a basis for suggesting that Dominion deliberately violated or ignored an order to complete the program by 2011. The undisputed record is that everything that could have been done to achieve cost savings was in fact done by the end of 2011, and the full effect and benefit of that savings has since been passed on to customers.
So is, in answer to Justice Pfeiffer's question, is there a cost saving to customers, or is this not saving them money?
The cost savings, Your Honor, we're talking about, the cost savings we're talking about in this case is a reduction of the AMR charge. Since there is an AMR charge, by definition, that doesn't reduce the customer's cost because they are paying base rates and they're paying a little bit more specifically for AMR. And that will be the case until the company's next base rate case, when the AMR costs will be rolled in with the company's other investments and recognized in rates under traditional rate making. And again, the reason the cost recovery is established this way is because of the sheer magnitude of the investment.
So is the $126 million being recouped from all the customers? Is that what you're doing?
It's actually under $100 million, Your Honor, and a portion of that cost is being recovered.
What portion?
I'll try to get all of the elements of it. It's at least a return on the investment and some depreciation and tax expense. But the intent of the mechanism is to compensate the company more quickly so that it can be able to finance this level of investment. And the quid pro quo is, to the extent this investment leads to efficiencies, the cost benefit of those efficiencies ought to be passed along to the customers. And that happens more quickly than it would under traditional rate making as well, by virtue of the AMR charge.
So what are you asking us to do this morning?
We are asking the court to reverse the commission's order.
Which order?
The order that approved, with modifications, the company's application to adjust its 2011 charge. The modifications are unlawful and unreasonable. When Dominion filed the application,
you're objecting to the modifications put on by the PUCO.
Correct, Your Honor. The company
specifically, what are those?
The company applied for a reduction of the AMR charge from 57 cents to 54 cents per customer per month. So we're talking $6 per year. The commission further reduced that charge down to 42 cents. And that reduction was unreasonable and unlawful. Now, the company did seek and has obtained a stay of the commission's order. So the rate the company sought to put into effect is in fact in effect, but the case is still ripe because
So that means that the difference of 12 cents per month per customer is what we're talking about in this case, and you think that was an unreasonable reduction, and that's the issue that you want us to focus on.
That's the monetary issue, Your Honor.
And does that go to the rate of recovery and return that Dominion gets as to recoup the money that it's put out for the AMR charge?
I'm not sure I understand your question, Your Honor. If the question is, the intent of the charge is to compensate the company for what it has spent.
So it won't get compensated as quickly at 42 cents as it would as 54 cents.
Correct. 42 cents is
not. And that's what we're talking about.
That's right. And it's not compensation. But in addition to the money, Your Honor, there's a broader principle, and that is a utility's reliance interest on commission orders.
Counsel, if you would,
go ahead, Judge. Could you talk about the dates here? Because I think there was something in the briefs that said the first order said all of this was to be accomplished at the end of 2011. And then the second order that the commission issued talked about August of 2011 and the idea of telling the company now that it had to act quicker than it had imagined it had.
Again, Your Honor, I think that goes back to the 09 order I had mentioned earlier, where the commission said that the company should complete the installations by the end of 2011 so that it will be possible to reroute any remaining communities. And the company, in fact, completed the installations, but for the less than 1% holdout folks, which we can talk about, but otherwise had completed the installations, had converted all of the walking routes to driving routes, and all it needed to do was fine-tune some of those final driving routes, but it's undisputed everything Dominion did to realize cost savings in 2011 had been achieved in 2011. And the commission's order below recognized that the 09 order directed Dominion to finish installations by the end of 2011, but the order nonetheless imposed this $1.6 million adjustment on the basis that had been calculated as if the installations would have been complete back in August. So the problem here is that even if you accept everything the commission says as truth, an order was violated, so on and so forth, there's a complete mismatch and no evidentiary basis for this $1.6 million figure.
What about the 27 that you're talking about that were not completed? I mean, can you say that the program was complete when you had 27 still on in active duty?
There are, to my knowledge, 27 folks today. That's the bare minimum skeleton crew needed to administer what the company has today. And that level had been achieved by the end of 2011, and there's no dispute that that is reasonable.
And that those people will continue on no matter what, is that what you're saying?
I can't agree to that, a statement, but in terms of absent...
The program.
Correct.
That's what you need to administer the program.
That's right,
you're
Honor.
Okay.
Your red light's on, but Justice O'Neill had a question before you.
Just briefly, I'm over here. In your response to Justice O'Donnell, he is focusing, and I guess I am as well, on the 12-cent reduction. There's a dispute between Dominion and the commission. And you say that's an illegal order. Why?
Well, on numerous grounds. For one, the basis for the order, or the basis for the adjustment, is that the company violated some standard of conduct that was made up in 2012 based on what the company did in 2011. In other words, it's retroactive action. The commission announced through its orders how this program was to be administered and what Dominion was to do. Dominion did that, and the commission then moved back the goalpost and penalized and altered the legal significance of, as this court has used the term, altered the legal significance of the company's past conduct. That in itself is unlawful. The commission had also previously, in these cost recovery proceedings, specifically rejected savings adjustments based on anything other than the actual savings. It had rejected the use of formula and proxies and so forth, such as what staff did in this case. But without explanation, it departed from that, and we believe that is unlawful on grounds of collateral estoppel, as well as judicial estoppel on staff's part for having previously argued a position, prevailed on that position, and taken the opposite position in subsequent proceedings.
Thank you, Mr. Witt.
Thank you.
Representing the Public Utilities Commission is Mr. Parham.
May it please the court, Your Honors, with me at council table is Mr. Joseph Cereal from the Office of Consumers Counsel. Your Honors, we're here today because Dominion failed to live up to its end of the bargain and failed to get this program done on time. Now, contrary to the arguments of Dominion, Dominion is not the victim in this case.
Counsel, if we can start at that first point that you made, that they didn't get it done on time, how would you define on time?
Yes, Your Honor, Dominion initially represented when it came in seeking the implementation of this program that it would be able to complete the program by the end of 2011. It submitted a project schedule that showed that it would be able to install all of the AMRs by 2011. And there's numerous places in the record that actually show that Dominion always had the intent of completing this program by the end of 2011.
And but specifically, wasn't that done? Isn't that what we just heard, that the program has been completed by 2011?
No, Your Honor, the program was not completed by the end of 2011. You've heard Dominion represent that they were 99% done. Dominion is focusing on one aspect of this program, the installation of the AMRs. But, Your Honor, the whole dispute in this 2009 case, or in the 2009 case, the 2009 order, which is at issue here, was the fact that installations alone is not does not lead to customer savings. The 2009 case, Dominion represented that you shouldn't specifically focus on the amount of installations. What is important is being able to actually reroute the communities, which is a way of changing the way of driving through the communities. And once you are able to reroute the communities, that's when operational savings flow back to customers. So the commission in the 2009 order not only said you should be able to install all these AMRs by the end of 2011, but you should be able to reroute nearly all of your communities by the end of 2011.
Didn't the order actually say that they are to demonstrate in the 2011 filing how it will achieve the installation of the devices on the remainder of the meters by 2011, the end of 2011, while deploying devices in a manner that will maximize savings by allowing rerouting at the earliest possible time? Is it that last clause that you're saying was not done?
That clause, Dominion did file a plan in the 2010 case that showed that how they believed that they were going to finish the program. But what wasn't actually done in this case, Your Honor, was number one, the commission also stated that Dominion should be able to reroute nearly all of its communities in that same language, which is, and said it should be able to reroute nearly all of the communities by the end of 2011. The record showed in this case that by the end of 2011, 27% of Dominion's communities, which represents around 345,000 customers, still had not been rerouted by the end of 2011. So the rerouting aspect had not been met.
27% of the communities were not rerouted?
27% of Dominion's communities were not rerouted by the end of 2011. And in fact, Dominion did not begin rerouting these communities until 2012. Based upon that fact, the commission determined that Dominion had not complied with the 2009 order.
Is it, in terms of the mechanics, that sounds like a computer-driven logistics issue. So does the commission even know why that was so difficult? I mean, FedEx and those kind of folks do that every day with their drivers. They get told, you know, here are your packages, and this is the most efficient way to drive the route today.
Your Honor, what the commission knows is what Dominion, it came in and said it could get the job done in 5 years. It said it could get the job done by the end of 2011. It was Dominion's program to
implement. I guess my question is, does the commission even know? Do they have 10 people sitting around in a room with maps drawing this out, or did they acquire a computer software program that enabled them to set somebody down at a computer and come up with an answer fairly quickly?
The commission does not have that type of technology to oversight the program.
Nobody even asked that question?
Well, what the commission does ask is, where are you at? When do you think you'll be able to complete the program? Here are the specific deadlines. As the commission did, commission staff in this case did in the 2010 case, it looked at the prior years of installations and said that, well, based upon the amount that you have left, it appears that you will be able to complete this program by the end of 2011. That just didn't happen. Dominion didn't meet their deadline. They failed to meet the program deadline.
But here you've described the deadline as the end of 2011. But didn't staff give testimony that talked about they should have had it done actually by October of 2011? And so when you were calculating the difference in the cost, you were using October 2011 and didn't give them even the advantage of the end of 2011. Is that correct?
Well, Your Honor, the 2009 order specifically states that Dominion was supposed to maximize savings at the earliest possible time.
But it also referred to the end of the year deadline.
And that was the very latest that Dominion should be able to complete the program. But if it was possible, because remembering that the point from the customer's perspective is to have operational savings passed back to them, because if the savings are not being passed back to customers, customers end up paying twice for meter reading services. The commission said the very end of 2011 is the time you should be able to complete this program. But if it's possible for you to complete it earlier, you should do so. But what's important here, Your Honor, is that the facts show that Dominion did not meet the end of the 2011 deadline. The installations weren't done. Rerouting wasn't done. 27% of the community still were not rerouted by the end of 2011. So there's no dispute that the end of 2011 deadline was not met.
When were the 345,000 rerouted? How long did it take?
I believe it took approximately 6 months, and they were able to complete rerouting by June of 2012, Your Honor. But again, any savings related to what happens in the 2012 years, it is not, those savings are not incorporated into the 2011 rider charge, which is what is in dispute here. If any savings are achieved at a point beyond 2011, customers do not enjoy those savings in the 2011 AMR charge.
So you're interpreting the portion of the order that I quoted earlier as saying that the installation was to be completed by 2011, and the words that say, while deploying the devices in a manner that will maximize savings by allowing rerouting at the earliest possible time, as being a deadline before 2011, the end of 2011? Is that how you interpret that order?
Yes, Your Honor. If it was possible for Dominion to achieve customer savings earlier than the very last day of 2011, Dominion should do that. And in the record in this case, staff testified that based upon the historical pace that Dominion went, that Dominion not only could have gotten the program done by the end of 2011, but it could have gotten done all the installations in August of 2011. And staff incorporated a two-month buffer period for them to finish this rerouting, and that led to operational savings for October.
Where is the evidence that they could have gotten it done by the end of 2011?
The testimony of staff witness Carrie Atkins is the evidence that shows that Dominion could have gotten the program done by the end of 2011 and actually got it done earlier, Your Honor.
That was commission staff.
Yes, Your Honor.
But the commission staff, you told us, doesn't even know how they do the rerouting, whether they have big maps and people are sitting around saying, well, if you drove down this street first and you don't have to wait on the light, whatever, or if they have something, a sophisticated computer program, how can a staff member have any idea how hard it is to do the rerouting?
Well, Your Honor, what staff did know is that Dominion raised two excuses for why it was not able to finish the program by the end of 2011. It said that, well, we had some issues with hard to access customers, either customers that wouldn't let us get on the inside, or we had to make appointments with these customers because they're industrial or commercial customers.
So they didn't have the hardware installed.
No, they were not able to schedule. From Dominion's argument is that they weren't able to schedule appointments with these customers to get it done on time. But these were the same customers from the very beginning of the program. These customers that had inside the premises meters, from the very beginning of this program, Dominion knew where all of their customers were. It was their program, their project to develop, their project to manage and get the job done. They just didn't, Your Honor.
Well,
that
means they didn't have the hardware installed. It doesn't mean that they hadn't figured out what's the most efficient route.
Your Honor,
by hardware, I mean the device that goes.
Well, they had the devices. If you're talking about the hardware, they actually have the electronic meters, and they have them in their possession. It was just a question of, were they implementing this program where they could get to these customers on time so they can complete it before the end of 2011, as opposed to what happened here where the project bled into 2012? So it was Dominion had the devices, they developed the program, they were able to get out there. The project, they just didn't get the job done at the end of 2011.
But it seems that the order itself is ambiguous. You have that deadline, you say the installation's to be done December, at the end of 2011, and then the rerouting is to be done at the earliest possible time. I understand that you're saying the earliest possible time is before 2011, but could it not also be interpreted as it may take longer at the earliest possible time? That's a vague standard, isn't it?
Well, no, Your Honor, I think the language of that order also indicates that the commission expected for the 2010 year that Dominion, because I'm thinking in 2009, Dominion had very few communities rerouted. But the commission said, well, we think in 2010 you should be able to have substantially more communities rerouted. And it says for the 2011 year, we think you should be able to reroute nearly all of your communities. So clearly the commission was showing that just the progression from 2010, you should have substantially more. And by the end of the final year of the program, you should have nearly all of your communities rerouted. That's not what happened. Dominion didn't start rerouting essentially 27% of its communities until 2012.
Your argument isn't that the AMRs were not installed, it's that the communities were not rerouted. Is that what you're arguing to us?
Yes, Your Honor. I mean, because the rerouting is what actually leads to customer savings. That was the whole crux of the 2009 case.
So it isn't about how many employees were discharged and taken off the payroll? It's not. I thought that's what Mr. Witt was arguing to us, that they had reduced their staff to 27. You're not arguing that. You're arguing rerouting.
Rerouting is what leads to the Dominion having the ability to reduce the manual meter readers.
They did reduce manual readers. Am I right?
They were at the point where they were able to reduce manual meter readers at the very beginning of 2012. So you know what that means for the 2012 rider, Your Honor?
I thought we had 108 meter readers, and then I thought Mr. Witt said they reduced it to 27. Is that true or not true in your view?
They did reduce it to 27, Your Honor.
All right.
A point in time where they reduced it to 27. And the testimony shows in this case.
In 2011?
They reduced those got to 27 on December 31st, 2011.
Okay, so you agree with him that they had reduced that and they achieved those savings?
Not in 2011, because the way that works, Your Honor, is because those savings related to the final reduction of manual meter readers is recognized in 2012. So the 2011 rider doesn't see any of those, any reduction related to that final, those final few meter readers.
Talk about the process a minute. The installation of the meter is one thing, and then the rerouting takes time after that for the routes to be created and so on, and the internal changes that the company has to make. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
So in your view, the rerouting, what, takes 3 months after something's installed?
Staff testified that it would take approximately 2 months. There was some testimony from, I think it was Dominion's witness, Karen Finelli, indicated that it may actually take 1 month.
So if they are to install everything by the end of 2011, and it takes rerouting another 2 months, aren't we talking about something that goes past 2011?
No, Your Honor. The commission's expectation wasn't for Dominion to wait to the very final second of 2011 to install all the AMRs, because to be able to reroute the communities, you have to be able to install them earlier. And that's exactly what the commission staff indicated to Dominion in the 2010 case, was that you need to be able to, considering the fact that it's the final year of the program, you should be able to, number one, install all these final AMRs in 2011, and that you should be able to do so prior to the winter season. That way you'll be able to finish the implementation of the program.
What if we disagree with that reading of the 2009 order? And what if we give the reading of the order the reading that Justice Lansinger just gave? And we said, we think what you said in your 2009 order was you need to complete installation by the end of 2011, and you need to complete rerouting as soon as possible, or at the earliest possible time, which may have been a couple of months after that. Were they in violation of that reading?
I mean,
I understand that you disagree with that reading of the 2009 order, but if we were to give it that reading, would they be in violation of that interpretation of the order?
I don't think they would be in violation of that interpretation, Your Honor, but I think that interpretation is inconsistent, internally inconsistent, because the order says that they should be able to reroute nearly all of their communities by the end of 2011.
Except it only says installation. That's where I'm getting hung up, is it refers to installation by the end of 2011, and it refers to rerouting at the earliest possible time. That's where I'm having trouble with how the order was interpreted. But I think that you've answered my question.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Parham.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Witt, your time's expired, but we'll give you a minute to...
Thank you, Your Honor. And I believe the exchange that just occurred with opposing counsel indicates the real problem here, that there is an attempt to divine the commission's intent from a 2009 order about what it expected. As we speak, there are programs underway by all utilities in Ohio to invest billions of dollars in aging infrastructure throughout the state, things that have been underground longer than anyone in this room has been alive. And the cost and the programs are to be recovered in a manner very similar to how this AMR charge was to work. And for this investment to occur, there must be a balance in the regulatory bargain. And the commission upsets that balance when it changes the rules after the fact, as it did here. You heard counsel admit that the basis for the adjustment is moving the deadline from the end of 2011 to August of 2011. They had to do that to come up with the $1.6 million, and it just doesn't jive even with the revised reading of the 09 order. But at the end of the day, the real problem is the order in this case, in the 2011 proceeding. And that order is unreasonable and unlawful because it is based on, well, in fact, there are no facts upon which it is based that are in the record. It's speculation and second guessing. We would ask that you reverse it. Thank you,
Mr. Witt. Case is submitted, and the parties will be advised of the outcome when the court has completed its deliberations and the process of writing an opinion.